Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
It's Podalicious. Thanks for joining us. Love it. Share it. Rate it. And we will thank you at some point in our lives. Thank you already. It is Matt Harris. It is Ramona Holloway. Producer Squatch. Second was Eric Kelly. Second, all huddled around the microphones. And you can reach out to us, Matt and Ramona, Facebook page. First, some shocking news. Ramona had a date.
Why is that so shocking? No, I'll tell you why it's shocking. Is because you find a way to chase everybody away.
Oh, bunch of bull honky. You do fine
on
your own.
We work together to chase them away.
You do fine on your own.
There are some guys out there who have some unscrupulous ways of getting you back to their house, or at least trying to.
Yeah. And mine was easy. When I was single, I would make them drive me around.
Yeah. And I'm not falling for that. We're meeting at a pre-designated place for the first couple of dates, and we're driving our own cars. But this particular time, we've been out before, so he was driving. And we were going out to get something to eat, and afterwards, my suggestion was we go for a walk.
A little stroll. That's a good idea.
A little stroll. We get to talk. We also get to burn off some calories. It's healthy for us physically. Yeah. And I say it's healthy for our relationship to grow as friends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we leave the restaurant. And as we're leaving the restaurant, he says, "Oh, my stomach says it needs to make a stop back at my house."
My stomach says.
Your stomach says, like, really, sir? Your stomach says so?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm not feeling that trip, really.
Right,
but I didn't say that out loud. Yes, I just kind of looked at him like, if you think you're getting me back to your house this way, think again. So we drive along, and I see a nice little spot that I think would be perfect to get out and walk. And I said, oh, that walk, it would be great right here. He goes, well, you know, my stomach. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about your stomach.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's just, you know, what we ate. I don't know how it's making me feel. And he starts going
into details.
He's starting to describe what sounds like some type of gastrointestinal problem.
Uh-huh.
And so
yeah.
I think, okay, maybe he's not just trying to get me back to his place. Maybe this guy has a problem.
Well,
use it problem.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
I say, okay. Better safe than soiled. And he shot me a look that said he was not amused. And I, on the other hand, kind of chuckled when I said it.
Of course you did.
That is kind of a...
Because I thought Ramona thought Ramona was being kind of clever. And also letting him know, hey, we all have issues.
We all soil ourselves. I mean, we have not.
We don't want to.
We don't
better
want to.
Safe than soiled.
Because you've been there.
That's
a way
to live.
You should have said, I've been soiled before. It's not good.
No. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm going to the bathroom.
You've been around me so long that you just learned to talk openly about pooping.
Well, you know, I do spend a lot of, and that did come up at one point. Like, I've worked with guys, almost exclusively guys, my entire career. So I kind of get guy talk. And maybe I make some guy jokes, I thought guys kind of like that kind of thing. I thought he would find it funny.
Well, you like puns.
She loves puns.
It's sad.
Plays on words.
You combine the best of both worlds.
Better safe than soiled?
Yeah.
I thought it was genius. Yeah. I amused myself.
I mean, it's genius for a bit on air, not when you're in a car with another human being you're planning on making a canal of connection for.
So he actually does swing back by his house. And I'm like, it's serious now.
Why would he not?
Because we don't know if it's just a ploy. But after the explanation and my little better safe than soiled quip, I now understand it's serious business.
Right.
He's not amused.
Are you going in?
Hell, you just told me.
Did he invite you in?
That what you ate
is giving you the bubble gum.
But he's got multiple floors on that house.
Why would I come in?
Did he ask?
No, we got to the house.
Maybe he knew it was going to be loud.
He jumped out.
Oh my gosh, we're close.
He immediately got out. He is that guy, that Southern gentleman, who generally comes around and opens up my door. Mm-hmm. He did not.
Oh, he dusted by your door to get in.
So
oh,
guess
man.
What? I didn't get out. I wasn't going to follow you in. I wasn't going to sit there and decipher the sounds or try to ignore the smells. I stayed in the car.
Did he come out with the same pants on?
Yes, he did. And he also came out, you know, holding his stomach like, oh, I'm glad I made that stop. And I'm like, I am too.
Yeah, he was going to.
But I also refrained from the better safe than soiled second time around.
Well, he should have
because
said.
Because he was not amused the first time.
He said, I would give that pun, let's see, about number two.
Boom.
Right. Let the potty humor continue. I'm not going to take it that far. That's as far as I'm going to go with the potty humor. And obviously, he didn't find it at all amusing.
Wrecked him. Nearly killed him. That's where I said that. I would have kept going like
both
that.
Both of you are ridiculous right now.
See, he is why I would never, ever, ever get another date.
That was a real crapshoot.
Yo!
What?
So what would you have done?
I wouldn't. First of all, your first problem was, why didn't you believe the man when he said he had to use the bathroom?
Because guys are always trying to get you back to their place.
Oh, you thought it was a trick?
Yeah, but my thing about it is, what guy do you know is using their
bowel
movements as a pickup line to get you to the house?
Yeah.
Ramona.
Do you know the kind of men who are single in their 50s?
No. I know, but that's not what.
He
could
have said, I just need to get something or something like that.
Yeah, like, hey, I just need to swing by and get like a coat before we, something like that. We're not using doo-doo to do the do. That's not what we're doing.
But if you are opening the door, we know which door is open, you should be allowed to make a joke or comment. Once you say, you start talking about it.
Yeah, because he also is the guy who could have said, hey, got to make a quick stop at my house. I'm going to run in. I'll be right back. Yeah. You didn't have to let me know.
Once he does that, it's open.
That there was a problem with your guts. You didn't have to let me know.
He did because of the severity of the situation. Because what if he didn't tell you and he actually soiled himself? Then there would have been that problem.
You announced it afterwards.
Right. That's why you say better safe than soiled.
You should teach him a lesson. He's going down the old highway there, and but I think that
I hate you both. I hate you both.
I'm saying once you start saying then there's allowed to be comments.
Right.
Otherwise, you just go like
expect the joke at that point.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And usually after one
or
of those,
expect me to not be myself. Am I supposed to show up as someone completely different?
Right. You might as well get it out of the way right out of the gate.
Right. If you have poopy problems, sir, this is what you could expect from me.
And usually when I have one of those, I'd have had to say, I'm pretty sure when it's over, I'm going to have to lay down for a minute. So can you, I'm not going to be able to walk right out and partake of the date. I need a little lay down to kind of gather my insides before I go on. So you might as well come on in. Promise to do it on another floor. And then I'm going to lay down.
This is why there are a lot of women who don't want to date older men.
I mean, you know, when you get one of those.
Because
sometimes.
Pawpaw had prune juice this morning.
Yeah.
You
got to lay down sometimes.
You might be 25 and attracting some 50-year-old sugar daddies, but just know it's not all sunshine and gifts. Better safe than soiled, girl.
Safe
than soiled.
You should get that tattoo, the tramp stamp.
Oh, my God.
What? Would have been weird if he said.
I should write a blog for women who want to date older guys.
Yeah, I'm older. I've been pooping since I was a baby.
That is different now, though.
So I don't think that that's a problem.
Dude, if you tell a girl you got an issue, that means you have to go back to your house and poop, and then you need to lay down.
That's
then
normal.
You need to lay down.
No, sir.
No.
I could have said, like, as he's getting it, like, would you mind just rubbing my belly to push?
No.
I need to, like, push the gas out.
If you have to ask that, you're, like, 2 to 3 years shy of wearing men's Depends.
But I'm telling you.
You are probably a good candidate right now. Better safe than soiled.
I'd be like, you want to.
Or if you might soil, make sure you wear something that you can toss and go.
Yeah.
Men's Depends.
It opens up a whole bidet conversation as well, I think.
Oh, does it?
He's very proud of his bidet.
I see this. Yeah. Look, you see the smile?
This opens the conversation. Let her know, hey, girl, I got a bidet.
Yeah. After this, clean as a whiff.
But I got to lay down.
I will have to take a little lay down because it's exhausting.
Gotta let the water flow and come down.
Lay down a minute. Lay down.
You know what? I'm single.
I think he should have
I'm gonna be single.
He should have.
You know, there's, you know, I'm not even going to dream anymore.
Yeah.
Not even going to dream of having that lifelong partner.
Then why not? What's wrong with that guy?
What's wrong with him? I probably won't ever see him again. He's not amused by better safe than soiled.
Well, what if he'll come to? He'll figure it out. He'll, like,
after
okay,
he lays
now
down for a while.
So did y'all go on the walk afterwards?
No.
What did you do? We just dropped you off?
Yeah.
Well, you had to lay down. I told you.
He went back to his house and laid down.
I would have said, do you mind driving? I'm going to recline the seat. Get a little, like, relax. I just got to rest the innards need some rest. They've been working hard.
We ate a big meal. You know, he was getting sleepy anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
he might, if I were him, I'd reach out and go, I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing at that moment, but sometimes when I'm focused on clenching my
sometimes
butt cheeks.
When I laugh or cough.
My sphincters tell you I can't.
Oh, yes, better not exactly. Seen that. We don't talk about this too much.
Right.
And if he ain't got the message yet,
just
listen to this podcast, sir. You know what's up.
He will get it. One of the things we wanted to get into was the fact that your masks are soiled. It's better safe than soiled.
Well,
I don't know if they're soiled.
I was asking you guys earlier today if you had ever walked back to your car and seen the mask that you'd worn earlier next to your car. Like, I would say about 30% of the time when I return to my vehicle, I see a mask that I had on earlier in the day.
And it's yours, because I see masks all the time.
No, I see masks all the time, but I see mine. And I know it's mine because, okay, that's the black one I had earlier. Yes. That's the print one I had earlier. I put a mask on, ran an errand, got back in my car, took the mask off. It was in my lap, obviously. Mm-hmm. I then grabbed another mask that was not the one in my lap.
Yeah.
So then I run my errand. I come back to the car. There's the mask I had on earlier.
You're not
it happens so much.
Rewear it?
Well, the one, my reusable mask, I used to just surrender them to the god of masks. Like, you know what? It's been outside on the ground. It will never touch my face again.
Really?
But then I have so many nice masks. Like, people have made masks. I've bought nice fabric masks. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take it home. I'm going to disinfect it, and I will wear it again.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put it right back on after I find it in a parking lot.
I wear one of these, like, disposable ones for weeks.
Disposable?
Yeah. Fine.
For weeks?
Yeah, someone's in the back seat on the floor.
No,
or that glove compartment. Or,
no, that's nasty.
It's only my own breath and stuff.
That's nasty.
Okay, first of all, your only masks, those disposable masks are supposed to be one wear. Okay?
That's one long wear for months.
But I will give you wearing a disposable mask all day. That same disposable mask, you put it on, you take it off.
Okay, well, hours.
That day.
Oh, but if you add it up out of the hours.
I said that day. You have 24 hours.
Okay, but
a new day brings a new mask.
Yeah, but I would probably don't wear this thing for 24 hours.
No,
of course not.
No,
yeah,
sir.
See? So add up the time. It's a time thing.
No, so it's not.
You're yeah. No.
So multiple days of, you know, and I know you and your snotty nose.
Opening in it. And I find marks on it, too. Like
marks? And you don't even wear makeup.
Right.
So what are those marks?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, what do you mean you don't know? And you put it back on your face?
Well,
like, I know this was on the back seat of the car and on the floor, but I'm sure it's okay. It's got marks in it.
Kids step. You know your kids step.
Feces.
Everywhere. It's got feces on your little nose.
If a reporter came and did a story, like, you know those sweep stories in November, like, you know, how nasty is your mask? Light. If someone did a blue light thing on your mask and sent it somewhere for fecal matter, I'm sure it would come back just disgusting.
I don't wear them very often, though. I wear them in here. I might wear this for 3 or 4 minutes, walking in and out, going to the bathroom, stuff like that.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah, but with it on. I keep it on. So
going
the inside's
to the bathroom.
I keep it on while I'm going to the bathroom. Because I don't want the inside to be revealed.
How long is this mask that you have in your hand
right now?
Oh, I don't
know.
Please don't say.
I just have three rotating through over the last
3? Three?
Something like
three. There's like 18 that come in a pack.
I don't know.
You're starting to make me a little sick to my stomach. I can't talk about it anymore.
Really? Would you wear my mask for a dare?
I would not wear your mask. If it was a matter of here in this building, the rule is if you're in the hallway, you're supposed to be masked.
So I'm very rarely in the hallway.
I would take off my clothes and use my clothes as a mask before I used one of your disposable masks that you've worn multiple times.
My underwear or a used mask? underwear I put on this morning. It's fresh. Which are you putting on your face?
Crack yourself up if you want, because I'm not laughing over here.
About anybody else want to chime in?
Okay. Don't laugh at him.
I'm putting my mask on.
That's just nasty.
As soon as I say something, there's going to be 101 gay jokes from one of y'all, and I'm not ready today.
I smell.
Yo, relax.
I smell yesterday's Brussels sprouts.
What is that?
Like, even like, dude, like you smell your... You know, you had garlic for dinner last week. Yep, I mean, it's just bad.
Fantastic. I wish they could see you right now with this mask
on. Stuck on my glasses. Arm or whatever you call that thing. It always gets stuck there.
That actually, that's a good place when I'm running errands and I'm wearing glasses. Yeah. I do hang my mask off the glasses so I don't wind up with it next to the car.
But I did it by accident.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's actually very smart.
See, I'm smart.
No. That wasn't a segue for you.
Segue, smarty pants.
No, you're still nasty.
Thank you. Hit the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, please, or Ramona Holloway or Matt Harris Facebook pages, and we will talk soon.